It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
On Wednesday, August 12th, USDA released their August crop production supply and demand estimates. We've taken a look at what the report said for wheat. Today, we'll take a look at what it said for corn. We'll do that after this break.
The crop is planted and off growing. This has been another year of adjustments due to a challenging spring. Will a summer weather scare help push prices to hedge able levels? Will export demand increase with the signing of trade deals? Should I buy hail insurance? With all of the change and uncertainty, have you adjusted your marketing plan? Let Martinson Agri-Risk Management help you manage your risk from buying hail insurance to selling grain. The professionals at Martinson Agri-Risk Management will help you make the best decision for your operation.
Well, USDA's August crop production report was neutral to friendly to the wheat side, but as the numbers came out for corn, it actually looked bullish. For the corn estimates, USDA came in and, as expected, increased old crop demand by 75 million bushels. Of course, exports have been running ahead of USDA's projections, and we're currently sitting about 100 million above expectations at this point. But increasing by 75 was a good move by the USDA, as it leaves room for a little bit of for cancellations here towards the end of the year. That did put exports at 3.4 billion bushels, and it lowered stocks for old crop to 1.945. That was 55 million bushels below expectations. Now, national average price did not change for old crop corn, leaving it at 415. For new crop, there was quite a few surprises that came into play for the corn crop for the August report. First off, USDA increased planted and harvested acres. Planted acres increased by 1.4 million. Harvested increased by 1.2 million, putting them at 88.6 million. That was 1.27 million above expectations. But yield dropped more than anticipated. Yield dropped by 2.3 bushels to 180.7. That was 1.6 below expectations. The net result was production increased to 16,013,000,000 up about 13 million bushels above the previous estimate, and 98 million bushels above expectations. USDA did follow through and increase exports for a new crop by the same 75 million bushels, putting the stocks ending stocks estimate for corn at 1.65 billion bushels. It was 137 million bushels below last month and 71 million bushels below expectations. And friendly to the corn market, it's enough that it raised the national average price 10 cents to $4.50. And it makes it so that now all of a sudden corn's ending stocks are something we have to watch, as there's very little room right now for any kind of production hiccup.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.